So squeak.
Squeak.
And squeal. The squeakle.
Hey everybody, welcome to TikTok, the podcast in which we rate and review smut recommended by TikTok. I'm Karina.
I'm Killian.
And I'm Emily.
And this week we read Squeak, a balloon animal Omegaverse tale, and the second book in the series, Squeal, the Squeakwool, by Vera Valentine. We have an art student from a local community college, Poppy, meets Sebastian, who works at the zoo selling balloons, and his friend, Keen, who works in the concession stand. She gets a little thing going with them after meeting them a couple times, and it turns out, funny enough, that they have run away from working at a circus where they were created as balloon animal shifters by an evil woman named Xena. They need her help to draw a sigil that will break their curse and keep them in human form and safe from Xena. And they bond and they fuck and fuck and fuck and fuck.
Nothing to do.
It's only 54 pages and they fuck so much.
This book may have been written for Killian.
Oh, and then in Squeal, there's another guy. Another guy that Xena created named Ronnie, and he is a clown shifter. And he and a coworker named Maya escape the circus for the same reasons. They all meet up. Shit happens.
Sparks fly.
Latex
butterflies.
Rubs. Oh my god. Okay.
I thought the hottest scene was when they stuck Sebastian to the wall with static electricity and made him watch Keen and Poppy go at it.
You know, I gotta be basic. I gotta say hottest scene, or at least like it made me scream, was the blowjob. Was Keen blowing Sebastian, and y'all, he comes funnel cake frosting, which I thought was interesting.
Does funnel just powdered
cake,
sugar.
Right. Does funnel cake have frosting? I don't think.
Yeah, they have the drizzle.
No, I thought it was just powdered sugar. I thought it was just like the dough and powdered
we've
sugar.
We've been to different carnivals here, because I just thought, in my brain, it was funnel cake batter.
I think in my brain
which
it
is
might have been.
Horrible texture for cum.
Nobody's worried about vaginal health here, because that was my first thought.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, it's sugar.
It's cum.
It just tastes like or smells like.
Smells like it, too. Things. Yeah. Okay. Mm. So we're same sugar content, then. We don't have to worry about some infection.
But what if it did taste like funnel cake?
I think it does.
In the real world.
It does. It's supposed to.
No. Real human.
Oh. That'd be awesome.
There'd be a lot more blowjobs.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There would.
Or at least a lot more swallowing.
Yeah.
But has anyone tried deep frying it? Because maybe
I don't know.
Anyway, Emily, what did you rate it?
My hottest scene.
Oh, that too.
Was for as mad as it made me, Keen and Poppy going at it in the art supply.
No, okay, it's so gross.
No, it's yes, it is, but it was unexpected.
They're just they're just on some like tar, some like painting tarps. I'm like, stop it.
When the mood strikes. Can't nothing stop you.
True.
But also, Keen, way to decimate your own relationship boundaries.
Yeah. God.
Yeah,
damn it.
He was the really jealous one, and then he fucked her.
Isn't it always like that, though?
Oh, yeah, that's total projection. Yes, absolutely.
So before we go any further, if this book sounds like something you'd like to read, heads up that our podcast is chock full of spoilers. If you've read the book, we would love to hear from you. Email us at dicktalkthepodcast@gmail.com, or you can find us on Instagram or TikTok at dicktalkpod, DikTokPod.
I think that she was fucking with us.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this was, like, a dumb idea she had, and she's like, let's see what these losers will buy.
And buy we did.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
I was unaware of tulpas before this.
Me too.
Yeah, I didn't know what tulpamancy was. Care to explain?
Or not, I can.
Yeah, if you have it. Like, I just have tulpas highlighted. But
yeah, I don't have it highlighted, but basically my understanding was that it was a form of magic where you create a living thing from
an inanimate object.
An inanimate object, right. So I guess she made the balloon animals, and they were supposed to only shift for fucking.
Yes.
And pleasure.
For the our villain, Xena's fucking pleasure.
Right, yeah. Yes.
It's implied in the second book that it's service, not necessarily sexual service. So it seems she had them working in the carnival, too.
Right, yeah. It said something about Sebastian getting people's money, like tricking them out of money. And then I guess this would actually be at the zoo. I was confused about that. Why is the zoo and circus Venn diagram so much overlap? Like,
carnies.
Weirdos work there.
Maybe I'm just not going to the right zoos.
Or you haven't been behind the scenes enough.
True. Because, like, anytime I go to the zoo, they're all, like, in their little
uniforms.
Safari uniforms. But this was, like, red and white striped carny outfits because they were trying a vintage thing. But also, like, all our experience at the circus helps with the zoo.
I'm thinking less Atlanta Zoo and more roadside zoo? Zoo. Mm, yeah. Like, okay. maybe the safari zoo, like the one they have in LaGrange, Georgia, that right. You're like, what animal abuse is going on behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Here?
Legit zoos try to improve their image of, like, we are rescuing animals.
Yeah.
We're not keeping them here if they could do well in the wild. Mm-hmm. We didn't steal them, things like that, as opposed to the fucking circus.
No, this is like a tiger king zoo.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So they're created as animal balloons and then changed to human for servicing, but they don't have a dick unless they're fucking her. When do they switch back to balloon animals? Is that just at will? Okay. Because they have the sigil that helped them escape the curse. But they need a living person who can draw it for it to be permanent.
Or a tulpomancer who becomes their fated mate.
Right.
One of these is a lot sexier than that.
So, you're just going to, like, lightly brush on the fact that, like, she's a natural tulpomancer. Like,
yeah.
It was, again, like, a paragraph.
Very convenient.
Yes.
I mean, to be fair, every concept in this book only had enough space to be fleshed out in a paragraph.
True, true, true. Yeah, I want to know more about that. I want her to, like, learn tulpomancy. And
she doesn't seem that interested in actually learning tulpomancy.
Well, yeah, because she's
too busy. Fucking. I like that Poppy's Fitbit keeps going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were creations of air that didn't, strictly speaking, need to breathe. A particularly handy trait for what we discovered together those first few passionate nights. While I felt we'd perfected the act by sheer chance and repetition, apparently we weren't the first men to deep throat.
God bless.
Being able to turn into balloon animals at will wasn't much of a superpower all told, but it saved us a great deal on rent.
Hot, thin jets of funnel cake icing flowed out to soothe the sting. I sucked with a happy hum, reveling in the actual literal sweetness of my balloon shifter lover.
Okay, something else I was also confused about. I guess Keen, during that blowjob, says, my tongue swept up the tempting bud of his balloon tie knot, the playful little wrinkled ring that was quickly melting into his latex-wrapped cock. If I caught it before the shift completed, I got to take advantage of its hypersensitivity, and who could possibly turn that down? So, is it turning into a fully human penis? Is that what?
That seems to be implied.
But, like, just mid-shift? The funnel cake icing, quote-unquote, is coming from a human penis.
Human-esque.
Hmm.
I still don't fully understand.
I do like that you can still hear it squeaking when they're in human form and just, like, walking. Because she hears Sebastian walking up behind her. And she says he doesn't have his balloons, but I could have sworn I'd heard them when he walked up behind me. It's just like, I had more highlights in these books than I did in all of Anastasia.
Jesus Christ.
I had like 16 highlights in a 54-page book. My first couple highlights are in the first chapter because there are a couple times when Poppy refers to herself in third person.
I think it was just a...
Do you think that was just like, yeah, she originally was in third person and then she went back and changed it?
That was my thought.
Yeah, cool. But I did have the momentary thought of like, oh, does she have another creature like
right.
inside
yeah,
her?
Yeah, I was thinking like her animal in that one book. Yeah, because their sentence is like, I shook her head.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, whomst? Okay, speaking of the fucking in the art supplies closet, you know, where he changes to become the nude model. So they're fucking in the dark, and she doesn't see his dick until they're done. And it's a balloon.
Is it?
Yes, because they, like, got really into it. They bit each other, and they turn the lights on. She sees they're bleeding, and she's like, oh no, like, STIs or whatever. And he's like, Poppy, you're safe, but we really need to talk. He tilted his hips and nodded downwards, where his entire pelvic region, still locked into my own, had gone a deep royal purple and translucent. I screamed.
Okay, so I have questions.
I have questions, too. Is that rape by deception?
What?
Yes.
Yes, it kind of is.
Like,
well, he doesn't necessarily. Okay, he doesn't know.
His whole dick is a condom.
Well, yeah, it was. It said like she.
What if she had an allergy?
Right. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she thought that he put on a condom, and she just didn't know because it was dark. And
but
like,
she didn't ask.
Right.
Also, like, yeah. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know anything.
That is true.
So, but it turned into a balloon when he inserted it into her because. He had a regular dick for the
modeling,
yeah.
Right.
But also they say earlier in the book that they have like a Ken crotch.
Right.
And then
right.
grow it when it's necessary. So like I was freaking out when he had to do the nude modeling because I was
Me
like,
too.
Everyone's going to see that he's not real.
Right. I remember the students like gasp and the professor's like, let's be respectful of the range of but models we have.
It was because he's so big.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, is it because he has a knot? But, like, not the balloon knot.
Which we need to talk about a knot, too, because I thought I knew, and now I'm confused again
girl,
about where the fuck a knot is.
Okay, girl,
in a balloon shifter, it's wherever you want it to be.
That is what I messaged Vera Valentine about.
Okay, because the last time we had this conversation, it was because of Vera Valentine's description, I believe.
Okay.
But I was like, I'm reconfused.
Okay, so how I pictured it was they have the wolf omega knot at the base, so they have like the big old bulb at the base of the dick, and then they have a balloon knot at the tip. Right,
because he talked about the extra thing that no one else had,
right? And he was
have.
like, and funny enough, there's also something else called a knot.
I thought that was just where the balloon was tied,
right? Well, at the tip, and then at the base you got the big knot.
Which, again, wouldn't that be noticed in
right,
a
yeah.
class?
Or sometimes in very long balloons, like, it doesn't inflate all the way, and there's just that bit of uninflated balloon at the end.
Yeah,
that's true. I will be demonstrating that, by the way.
Can we go back to the bloodborne pathogens? Because I was like...
That's what you're worried about?
Yeah, I was like, girl, chill.
Get that prep. You'll be fine.
Yeah, like, what? Yeah, I guess it is, like, a subtle AIDS concern. It's 2023, probably.
Well, right. I would like to think that she knows by now, that we all know by now, that it's not just
right.
gay men. Yeah.
Yeah.
However.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Was that like veiled homophobia?
That's bi erasure.
True.
I expected better.
All homophobia is failed homophobia. But... then my question was, where does the cum come from?
If it's knotted off?
Yeah, if it's knotted off, because I don't remember if it said it unknotted, but like, I don't know if you've ever tied a balloon, and more importantly, if you've ever tried to untie
those
a balloon.
Those things don't unknot.
No, that's not coming undone.
No, it's not.
So it deflates, but there's also the
maybe like
cake.
A hole is opened... and out comes the magically created baby batter. And then it closes
Disgusting.
Again.
Disgusting.
We don't know it can create babies.
Yet.
Maybe we'll find out in the third book.
Is she doing another one? Because she said this one was just like, yeah, y'all had a lot of questions or whatever. So I got to write another one.
Well, we're feeding the more questions fire.
I palm my balloon cock with a thwomp, pinching the end and letting it thwack back into the tip of my shaft, delighting in the little sting it offered.
Yeah, that's the balloon knot.
I think I have a little bit of an answer. I realized I had the wrong book open. I had the second book open. We were talking about the first. Seb tossed his head back with a gasp, his end unknotting with a snap on my tongue. before hot, thin jets of funnel cake icing flowed out to soothe the sting.
So it's still a balloon.
Yes, but it does unknot.
Oh.
So when Poppy and Keen get it on at the art school, it's still a balloon. Yeah, this concept was just so delightful.
Yeah, and then the knot at the base, you could, like, change because it's just air. Like, you could just move it.
Oh.
There's one part where she figures out that you can make multiple bubbles.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Twist it and make multiple bubbles.
Make anal beads.
Yeah, yes.
With deft fingers and several assurances nothing hurt, she twisted Keen's shaft into a temporary row of small round bubbles instead of the thick column that both she and I were so fond of. Okay, so I messaged Vera Valentine as an addendum to ask, besides a general girl what the fuck affectionate, just my main question was, so their dicks have a knot at the base in the Omegaverse sense. And the balloon knot at the tip, but like, where is the cum coming from? Or is that just in mid-shift and it eventually becomes a full human penis? She says, I always leave some wiggle room in my descriptions because people will generally superimpose their ideas. Even if you Tolkien it up. What the fuck does that even mean?
Create an entire language.
Entirely too much detail.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. When the boys are blowing each other, I note that during the finale, a balloon knot comes loose, similar to a rubber band snapping and stinging your finger.
That's, which we talked about.
Right. Mm-hmm. I remember that. That's sort of unknotting under pressure because the joy juice is incoming.
Joy juice.
When they're with Poppy, things are smoothed out a bit because obviously alphas don't want to hurt an omega in her Georgia O'Keeffe area.
Oh my God.
Which, that's another
I love
podcast.
Her so much.
Would be bad times and must with the potential bond. So imagine it more like holding a balloon closed as opposed to a knot coming undone. Stuff still coming out at the velocity, but no sting. Okay. But no air is going into her cash and prizes. I'm reading this word for word because I fucking love her wording on this. But no air is going into her cash and prizes because that's bad times from a sexual health standpoint. Hmm. Could cause deadly clots and stuff blowing into people. Yep. Embolisms. Don't want it. I know it's a ridiculous story about fucking balloon animals, but I've worked adjacent to sexual health for too long to ever be lax about dangerous practices.
Yeah.
Yeah. I even had my FMC condom and lube up the doorknob before she went in. She went to town and prominently mentioned the possibility of a UTI without it because, again, I try to be ethical despite raining from a ball pit of what the fuck. My balloon boys do not have balls unless Poppy wants them to. Woo, tulpamancer powers. But the icing is coming from a magical void somewhere in them. They're made to resemble human men enough to pass as them unless the magic's going wonky.
Okay, so that first off answers the question of vaginal infection.
Yes.
With sugar.
Yeah.
Functionally.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So like it tastes
frosting.
Like funnel cake icing, but it's that's not the
it is not.
Yeah. Chemistry of it.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
How perfect.
Yeah, I was like, Queen, you've truly thought of it all. And she said, if you poke me with a sharp stick and don't utterly decimate my book, I am more than happy to post about your episode everywhere I can.
So. Aww, thanks, babe.
Yeah, so,
I think she'll be happy.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because like, we did find a lot of delight. I mean, I think that's the goal, right? Like,
yeah, we were
like,
delighted.
We were supposed to be delighted and we had some questions. And I think those books were delightful.
Yeah, check and check.
Yeah, I mean, for a 54-page book, like, it's pretty expected that we would have some questions. Mm-hmm. So I think she'll be fine.
Also, her working, volunteering, whatever, in sexual health answers the question about, like, why Poppy freaked out about, like, the blood.
Right.
Whereas someone like me is like,
yeah.
What are we really worried about here?
Like, oh, you bit me.
Yeah,
it's
I bite
fine.
People all the time.
Yeah.
You bite people all the time?
I do.
You do bite people all the time.
I fucking one time got drunk and bit Fran Teague. Shakespeare.
We don't have to put this in the pod.
I'm putting this in the pod.
Emeritus professor.
Don't doss her. She did nothing to deserve this.
No, I just feel bad. I felt bad ever since. But, you know, sometimes I'm out of control and I see someone I love and I bite them. Like,
yeah,
it just happens. I don't know what to say. Yeah. I'm glad I'm not dating someone who's a balloon because it could be bad.
Pop. She did great.
She did great.
Yeah.
I hope she likes it. I've liked her books. So
it'll be out in 5 to 7 weeks.
Yeah, who fucking knows? Depending on Karina's mental health. A plus all around.
So after she and Keen bond, and she and Sebastian have not bonded yet, but he's like worried that he's going to be kicked out. He's like, could this actually work? She nodded, eyes darting back and forth between the two of us uncertainly. Keen and I both growled, protective instincts forcing us to search out whatever threatened her. Shit, we needed to get her into a nest before we hurt someone as a perceived threat. And I was just like, y'all are balloon animals.
They're big, strong men.
Okay, but like, y'all are balloon animals.
They could suffocate someone in latex.
True.
I've seen American Horror Story season one. That's true. Just scary. And you don't know who's under that suit.
You sure don't. The world building in this was so funny. Like,
I know. I kind of wanted more. Like, both of these books were about 54 pages total. So I do wish these were longer because I was kind of still confused. I don't know if I would want a full, like, Anastasia length novel of this, but maybe if it was like 75 pages each.
Yeah.
Just like a little bit more.
We got a whole sequel.
Well, yeah, but even that, like, the scene of defeating Xena was like a paragraph.
Yeah, which is funny because
both times,
the way that the intro was written, it seemed like, yeah, you guys were all asking me about the Xena scene, so I wrote it for you, don't worry. But it was still just a paragraph. I was like, what?
Yeah, but it had more setup.
True.
So Maya, the carnival worker who escapes with Ronnie in the second book.
Yeah, you want to talk about convenient.
Yeah. Turns out Poppy's her cousin, long lost cousin, mystery cousin. We don't know. Does Poppy know that she's related to people in the carnival? It seems like no. Right. I want to know more about this.
And Maya's parents and Poppy's mom died in the same accident, which they do not get into at all.
Wait.
They don't know each other.
Did they know each other?
Mm-mm. But Maya knew that Poppy existed because that's why they were looking for her. I mean, Xena's like probably just kidnapping orphans, right? Like it's a Pinocchio situation. So
yeah.
Although Maya was raised by Piotr, her uncle.
Oh, right. Right. Forgot about that guy.
Piotr, who has hooked up with Xena in the second book.
Keen, purr for her. Your Omega is distressed, Alpha. Do what you know you need to.
It was nice to be back into Omegaverse. Not gonna lie. Yep. I've missed it.
Is this what Omegaverse is normally like as far as the roles go? Because she said that she took some artistic license.
Yes and no.
I mean, there's usually a nest. There's usually nodding. There's usually
Alphas,
Omegas,
sometimes betas.
Sometimes betas. It's usually a pack of guys with one Omega female.
So the Omega is like...
Oh, and the smell. The smell is very important.
Yep. The scent of each of them. Mm-hmm. It's usually not their jizz, though. It's usually their bodies.
Yeah. Which I think in the second book it kind of was because
Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, Ronald McDonald, exactly.
Like, let's be real.
Yeah, all the way real.
Smelled, I think, Sebastian from the ground when he was on the balcony. So, like...
Might have been smelling his jizz. They've been fucking a lot.
That's true.
Okay. And he did open the balcony because it smelled like jizz.
Tulpas have a keen sense of smell. This is well known.
Of course.
The clown shifter, Ronnie, has aromas of salt and chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And what's keen? Caramel, I think.
Caramel, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't be drawn to that?
I know. It fucking rules. I did think it was funny in the hotel that Maya and Ronnie were staying at that there was just a porn channel in like the middle of the
normal
TV.
And you don't even
TV
have to put your credit card
number
in?
You don't have to
in?
Pay for that shit. It's channel 13. Mm-hmm. So like... I don't know any channel numbers when I go to a hotel, so I just flip through, and I'm sure that, like, children and people who, like, don't want to see porn.
Well, you know, it was, like, half static electricity, and he kept having to, like,
right, his scrambled porn.
are you two together or, again, that blank look and a few blinks. I mean, yes, well, we do what I've seen on my nose burned as I choked on the mouthful of water I'd been taking. Sebastian had just name dropped one of the raunchiest porn clip sites on the web, like we were talking about the weather. So it seems like a important character growth point that they encounter human porn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They both learn about sex from porn.
It's bad.
Which
it's bad
is precedent. Not ideal. Good. Not good.
It's okay. The mating heat will overwrite all of that.
I think it was probably really useful when it came to the nest because they had to start getting creative. You know, like when you're in heat, just lasts for so long and and it's immediate, like that car situation.
Yeah, that was a hot scene. I like that. Yeah. They just got in the car and she's like, immediately put your fingers in me.
Well, she's like, let me put the screen.
Yeah, for some modesty. Okay.
She gets what she needs. Can anyone read the passage where they first meet Ron? E.
Where they immediately jump him?
Yeah. Where they like push him on the couch?
Yeah, I'll find it.
Well, I have a description of his dick.
Sure. That too. Yeah. Go.
Sure enough, a smooth orange shaft grew and curved against my hip, Ronnie trembling in our arms as it appeared. With sensitivity like that, I could hardly be blamed for giving it a curious stroke, could I? A high-pitched squeak like a dog toy being squished echoed all around us. Oh, and he can magically make his clothes vanish. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he keeps accidentally changing into his clown outfit, and that's
he
real weird.
He is a clown. Yes. And he's got the real... It's not a wig. It is actually the curly red hair.
Right. And it's strange because, like, theoretically, clowns are humans.
Yes.
So, yeah. Like, it seems like kind of a lateral move.
But Poppy's got a thing for redheads, I noticed.
She is one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I became a redhead at that time, so.
All right, so elephant in the room. Poppy laughed awkwardly, coming to stand beside Ronnie and splaying her hand across his lower back. I waited to feel something at the gesture, jealousy, anger, possessiveness, but the only thing coursing through me was eagerness to bring him closer. So I'm down for whatever is happening here, and unless I'm wildly misreading signals here, you're all on board for, at least getting to know, mid-sentence, Keen honked his... Mid-sentence, Keen hooked his foot at the back of Ronnie's knee, sending the redhead tilting onto the couch and on top of me, his hands landing on either side of Keen's hips behind me. I gave in to temptation and leaned up to kiss Ronnie passionately, chucking the pillow aside to bury my hands in his curls as he reached a hand into mine. They just went for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No sooner is Cousin Maya out the door than bada boom, bada bing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are DTF, man.
Yeah, I feel like that's how foursomes come about. Like, just...
You trick someone into it.
You don't
and
trick
you trip them.
Literally trip them.
It's just like, hey, there's a vibe, right? And then you're kissing.
Uh-huh. Oh, I you tripped and fell on my dick.
Oops. It was clothed. Okay, and at the very end, they learn forensic accounting. In the
Ronnie
epilogue?
Just, one of the books he was made from was a forensic accounting textbook.
Okay, it says, one day while chatting with Maya, we discovered that one of the books that had gone into Ronnie's creation, as a tulpa, had been a forensic accounting textbook left behind on the tilt-a-whirl by a college student. What? What? You're bringing your forensic accounting textbook onto the tilt-a-whirl?
You gotta study when you gotta study.
Girl, you are spending the day at the circus or the, well,
it's a crappy Walmart carnival. Like, let's not give it airs.
Anyway, this book was written, I think, in a joke that we are all in on and delighted by.
This seems like it was a writing exercise.
So ratings, how did we rate it? We'll let Killian go last. Emily?
Chasing the Tulpacabra.
I rated it. I knew she was fucking with us when she introduced the clown.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm still gonna try this. I rated this. Beep, beep.
Yeah.
Yay! Okay. It's fine! It's fine!
Talk stars Karina McGeehan, Killian Ross, and Emily Shirley. It's edited by Karina McGeehan, produced and bartended by Derek Adams, and recorded at Shadow Public Radio.
I'm gonna make some balloon animals to fuck, like, each other.
Are you having trouble with those balloons, Gillian?
I am. I'm trying to use this pump, and it's not pumping.
Oh. Get Poppy in here to help.
That's what I'm saying.
She knows how to blow a balloon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I made it worse.
Oh, well. Just gonna have to use your mouth.
Oh, God.
Bring your microphone closer to it if you're going to do that.
Oh, God. That sounded like something entirely different over there.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it for the reading. It's a joke. And it's not. For some reason, like, okay, it'll be like one pump and then it'll leave. Like, what is happening? Oh, dear. This is not working.
Gonna have to blow it manually.
I know for a fact I do not have the lung capacity to blow one of these up.
I've never been able to do it.
I'll try. I probably can't. That's just gonna make my cheeks hurt, but I'll try for the
stretch it out first.
Yeah, stretch it out real good.
Uh-huh. Stretch it real good. I couldn't do it.
I can't.
I'm not good enough at blowing.
This is supposed to work.
Oh, wait a minute! Yeah!
Oh. No.
It's a knot.
Yeah. Oh, it's shrinking.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Maybe I need a different balloon. Maybe this has a hole in it.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
I don't know. Maybe.
It seems like when you pull the thing back too much, it's pulling the air out. So, like, maybe only pull it back halfway.
Does this... shopping center have like a little bike pump station?
I don't think there is that bike repair thing on at the Boulevard Park. I wonder if it would...
My God.
How dedicated are we?
I'm gonna commit to the bit.
How strong are Derek's lungs? Could he inflate a balloon?
Just give it to Derek to try.
Yeah.
Derek!
We need help.
A little nut.
God, what? I need help. This won't work. And I have to commit to the bit.
We're trying to blow up balloons. It's not working. We're wondering if you have the lung capacity.
Or the mechanical repair capacity. It's supposed to blow up a balloon.
Nope.
Yeah, it's not
These
easy.
Are tough balloons.
Yeah.
I feel like this plunger should plunge.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And then I pulled the handle off. But I put it back on.
Oh, here we go.
So yeah, it expands more, but then it just sucks the air right back out. You see what I'm working with here?
Hmm.
I've had one that...
What, $4 at the dollar store, huh?
It was at Party City.
Oh.
Girl.
So it was like $9. I was in the neighborhood.
Well.
All right. Well, I'll just have to come up with a different joke then.
I forgot to warn you. You have to be very specific. Derek, can you fix this and not break it?
You didn't say not break it.
That's true. I actually know how to make balloon animals.
But you can't blow them up?
First, you gotta have
a balloon. Well, I can if I have a pump that works.
We have a pump.
Okay, well, it's not here, so that doesn't help me, but thank you.
It takes a little planning. A little communication.
Sorry, I thought this product would work. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you for breaking my balloon pump. But yeah, I do know how to make balloon animals. My dad used to be, or he still is a hairdresser, but he used to work in Atlanta and he had a client. He is like the master of bartering services for hairdressing. So one of his clients was a clown named Miss Teacup, and he cut her hair and she taught me how to make balloon animals. So if my fucking pump worked, I would make balloon animals.
Oh,
and I was very excited to show you guys.
How phallic are they?
They're like,
unless you make the balloon animal penis. perfectly normal.
I mean, they're like this long when they're inflated. Yeah.
Can you make balloon animals with penises?
I don't know. I never have.
You mean penises out of balloons?
No,
like a balloon animal dog with a penis or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's probably fairly easy to make a dick and balls out of a balloon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's basically a sword. Mm-hmm. You can make a sword. Yeah.
You said if you can make balloon animals out of a penis. And I was like, so for medical reasons, this podcast is not advocating that you try.
Don't try this at home. But if you do, email us at dicktalkthepodcast@gmail.com. And send pictures.
Okay, great.
Would have been a lot better if I could fucking blow it up. Wow, this shit broke.
Scene.